Hello and welcome back to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and surprisingly tricky topics on the OCR specification, static electricity, topic 2.5. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Static electricity, that's just the thing that makes your hair stick up, right? And yes, it is, but it's also lightning, fuel tanker explosions, and the reason your socks cling together out of the dryer. Once you understand the physics behind it, you'll never look at a doorknob the same way again. In today's episode, we're going to cover everything you need to know for the exam. We'll go through the core concepts clearly, tackle the higher tier content on sparking and potential difference, give you the exam tips that examiners actually look for, run a quick fire recall quiz, and finish with a tight summary you can use the night before your exam. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher, this episode has something for you. I'll flag clearly when we move into higher tier territory. Let's get started. Section 1, the microscopic model of charging. Everything in static electricity comes back to one fundamental idea. Charge is created by the movement of electrons, not protons, electrons. This is absolutely critical, and it is the single most common mistake candidates make in the exam. Protons are fixed in the nucleus. They do not move, ever. If you write protons move to create a positive charge, you will lose the mark, every time. So how does charging work? Let's take the classic example, rubbing an amber or perspex rod with a cloth. Before you rub them together, both objects are electrically neutral. They have equal numbers of positive protons and negative electrons, so the charges cancel out. When you rub the rod with the cloth, friction causes electrons to transfer from the cloth to the rod. The rod gains electrons, so it now has more negative charges than positive ones. It becomes negatively charged. The cloth, having lost electrons, now has more protons than electrons. It becomes positively charged. The key phrase for your exam answer is, electrons are transferred from the cloth to the rod by friction. Name the particle, electron. Name the direction, from cloth to rod. That's your mark. Section 2, the law of electrostatics. Once you have two charged objects, what happens when you bring them near each other? This is governed by the law of electrostatics, which states, like charges repel, and unlike charges attract. Think of it this way. Two negatively charged rods will push each other away. They're both trying to keep their extra electrons to themselves. But a negatively charged rod and a positively charged rod will pull toward each other. Opposites attract. These are non-contact forces, which means the objects don't need to touch for the force to act. The force acts through an electric field. Examiners specifically want you to use the term non-contact force or electrostatic force when describing these interactions. Don't just say they attract, say there is a non-contact electrostatic attractive force between them. Section 3, electric fields. An electric field is a region of space where a charged object experiences a force. We represent electric fields using field lines, and drawing these correctly is worth marks in the exam. Here are the rules for electric field lines. First, field lines always start on positive charges and end on negative charges. Second, field lines are always perpendicular, that means at right angles, to the surface of the charged object. Third, field lines never cross each other. Fourth, the closer together the field lines are, the stronger the field. For an isolated positive charge, the field lines radiate outward in all directions like the spines of a hedgehog. For an isolated negative charge, the lines point inward toward the charge. For two opposite charges, one positive, one negative, the lines curve from the positive charge to the negative charge in smooth arcs. The most common diagram error is drawing field lines that don't touch the surface of the object or drawing them crossing each other. Both of these will cost you marks. Section 4, earthing. What happens when a charged object is connected to the ground? This is called earthing, and it's how we safely remove charge from an object. If a negatively charged object is connected to earth, perhaps by a person touching it or by a wire, electrons flow from the object to the earth. The object loses its excess electrons and becomes neutral. If a positively charged object is earthed, electrons flow from the earth to the object, again neutralizing it. The important thing to say in the exam is, electrons flow to or from the earth, neutralizing the object. Do not say the charge disappears or goes away. Charge is conserved. It flows somewhere. Specifically, it flows to or from the earth. Section 5. Charge. Induction. What happens when you bring a charged object near a neutral conductor without touching it? The charges in the neutral conductor rearrange themselves. If you bring a negatively charged rod near a neutral metal sphere, the free electrons in the sphere are repelled and move to the far side. This leaves the near side of the sphere with a net positive charge. It's been induced. The result? The neutral sphere is attracted toward the charged rod, even though it has no overall charge. This is called charge induction, and it explains why a charged balloon sticks to a wall or why small pieces of paper are attracted to a charged comb. Now, for higher-tier students, let's talk about sparking. Section 6, Sparking and Potential Difference. This is higher-tier content. As charge builds up on an object, the potential difference between that object and its surroundings increases. Potential difference is the electrical pressure. The bigger the charge, the higher the potential difference. When the potential difference becomes large enough, and we're talking thousands of volts, something dramatic happens. The electric field becomes so strong that it rips electrons away from the air molecules between the charged object and a nearby conductor. This is called ionization. The air molecules become ions, charged particles, and they can carry charge. Suddenly, the air, which is normally an insulator, becomes a conductor, and charge flows rapidly. This is a spark. This is exactly what happens in a lightning bolt. Charge builds up in storm clouds. The potential difference between the cloud and the ground becomes enormous. The air ionizes. Charge flows. And we see lightning. For your exam, the three-step structure for sparking is 1. Charge builds up, increasing the potential difference. 2. The potential difference becomes large enough to ionize the surrounding air molecules. 3. The ionized air conducts charge, allowing discharge to occur. Right, let's talk exam technique. I'm going to give you the tips that will directly earn you marks. Tip 1. Always name the particle and the direction. When describing charging, never just say, charge is transferred. Say, electrons are transferred from the cloth to the rod. The examiner's mark scheme specifically awards a mark for naming the electron and stating the direction. Tip 2. Protons do not move. I cannot stress this enough. If your answer involves protons moving, cross it out. Protons are in the nucleus. They are fixed. Only electrons move in the context of static electricity. Tip 3. For earthing questions, say electrons flow to or from the earth. Never say charge disappears. Charge is always conserved. Tip 4. For electric field diagrams, use a ruler. Make sure your lines touch the surface of the charged object, are perpendicular to it, and never cross. Evenly spaced lines mean a uniform field. Lines spreading out mean a weakening field. Tip 5. For higher tier sparking questions, use the word ionization. The mark scheme specifically looks for it. The structure is charge builds up, potential difference increases, air molecules are ionized, charge flows. Tip 6. Know your command words. State means give a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. A common trap, candidates describe when they should explain. If the question says, explain why the rod becomes negatively charged, you must say why. Because electrons are transferred from the cloth to the rod by friction, giving the rod an excess of negative charge. Not just electrons move to the rod. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, then give you a moment to think before the answer. Question 1. What is the only particle that moves during charging by friction? The answer is the electron. Question 2. Two positively charged rods are brought near each other. Do they attract or repel? The answer is they repel, like charges repel. Question 3. What must field lines never do? The answer is they must never cross each other. Question 4. What is the term for the process by which a neutral conductor develops a charge separation when near a charged object? The answer is charge induction. Question 5. Higher tier, what happens to air molecules when the potential difference becomes very large? The answer is they are ionized. Electrons are removed, making them charged ions that can conduct electricity. Let's bring it all together. The 5 things you absolutely must know for static electricity. 1. Charging occurs when electrons, not protons, are transferred by friction between insulators. 2. Like charges repel, unlike charges attract. These are non-contact electrostatic forces. 3. Electric field lines go from positive to negative, are perpendicular to surfaces, and never cross. 4. Earthing neutralizes a charged object by allowing electrons to flow to or from the earth. 5. Higher tier. Sparking occurs when a high potential difference ionizes air molecules, allowing charge to flow. That's everything you need for OCR GCSE Physics Topic 2.5. Remember, in the exam, name your particles, state your directions, and always use the correct scientific vocabulary. The mark scheme rewards precision. Good luck in your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.